Good morning, it's Wednesday, April 15, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's lead comes from the Calorie Trial, now in Nature Aging, where 14% caloric restriction over 2 years measurably silenced a key complement-driven inflammation pathway, providing the clearest human evidence yet that moderate CR fights inflammaging at the molecular level. Two large cohort studies reinforce why tracking biological age trajectories matters more than any single score. A 90,000-person Dutch cohort shows each year of age acceleration raises mortality risk by 7%. Also compelling, mouse data showing that aging dramatically amplifies how periodontitis bacteria migrate to the brain, and new mechanistic findings tying hyperactive mTOR, a hallmark of aging, to blunted functional gains from endurance training. From the research desk, the headline, Caloric Restriction Fights Inflammaging by Shutting Down a Key Complement Pathway. According to Nature Aging, in the Calorie Randomized Trial, participants who achieved an average of 14% caloric restriction over 2 years showed a significant reduction in the complement protein, C3a, a driver of chronic inflammation that rises with age across three canonical pathways. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, sleep, exercise, and vascular health all converge on the brain's waste clearance system, from Rejuvenation Research. A comprehensive review in Rejuvenation Research maps how the glymphatic system, the brain's perivascular plumbing that flushes out amyloid beta and tau during sleep, deteriorates with age and may be a central upstream driver of Alzheimer's pathology. Gum disease may let oral bacteria reach the brain, and aging makes it dramatically worse. From Journal of Periodontology. In a mouse study, periodontitis-associated bacteria, including Porphyromonas gingivalis and Fusobacterium nucleatum, were detected in the brains of aged mice with gum disease, but not in younger mice or those without periodontitis. In supplement news, boosting mitochondrial NAD+ extends lifespan and reverses Alzheimer's markers in flies. From Aging and Disease, Drosophila engineered to boost their mitochondrial NAD+ NADH ratio lived longer and showed improved cognition, locomotion, and protein clearance in two independent Alzheimer's models. Next Generation Senolytic cuts seizures and restores memory in mouse epilepsy model. From Epilepsia, SSK1, a prodrug senolytic that activates only inside senescent cells, avoiding the broad cytotoxicity of older senolytics like dasatinib, reduced P16+ senescent cells in the hippocampus by 45%, protected 60% of treated mice from spontaneous seizures, and normalized spatial memory deficits in a temporal lobe epilepsy model. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.